Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Our Old Testament reading for this morning and the Gospel reading for today both present us with contrasting views. The Old Testament talks of that man who trusts in man, as well as that blessed man who trusts in the Lord. We're told that that one who trusts in himself is like a shrub in the desert. Of course, a shrub in the desert does not thrive. It does not flourish. It dries up and withers. But that one who trusts in the Lord is like a flourishing tree, like that tree that the psalm would remind us, planted by streams of water. And as Jeremiah sends out its roots by the stream, and it doesn't fear when the heat of the summer comes. Or in the Gospel reading, as Jesus shares with us in Luke's Gospel, the version of the Beatitudes, we see him talking of those who are woe to those who are not blessed, and then he turns and looks to those who are blessed. So what about that man who trusts in man, who trusts in himself, in the strength of his own flesh, whose heart turns away from the Lord? It's a matter of first commandment, obedience and faith, isn't it? As Luther says in explaining the first commandment, which is, you shall have no other gods, Luther invites us to fear, love, and trust in God. Yes, to have that trust. But where do we place our trust in life? For many, it's in money, possessions, the things we have. As long as we've got a solid bank account, we think we're set and we're safe. And we think that that's going to bring us happiness and joy to know that financially we've got it set for the rest of our days. There's no worry about anything. And we've gathered it to ourselves. But then are we like the Grinch who stole Christmas, who had all the gifts from the city, and he had it all, and he had gathered it to himself. And was he happy? No, he was sad. He didn't have the joy that the people in the city had as he stole their gifts from them. Or even Scrooge from Dickens' fairy tale, as he had everything, but yet he didn't really enjoy the wealth until he began sharing it with others. Or we may trust in the pleasures, the pleasurable things in life. To have that snowmobile, now that we have snow, that we can go out and ride it on the trails, or to have that ATV to go out on the recreational trails, or the boat to go out fishing on the lake, and to know and seek pleasure in those things. But those pleasures sometimes are fleeting, when indeed financial troubles might come and we have to sell that boat or that ATV. Or else we are struck with a sickness and we're not able to go out and enjoy those pleasures we once had. Or maybe the world seeks to trust in the power, their position that they have in their job, and to be able to have others under them and find pleasure in being the one in charge and controlling things. Or perhaps we place our trust in human relationships, having that large circle of acquaintances and friends, trusting that they will be there for us. Yes, as we seek to control our own choices and to control our own lives, who are we trusting in but ourselves? And if we trust in ourselves, Jeremiah would say, we're like that shrub in the desert that doesn't see any good come. Or in the Beatitudes, as Jesus shares, he says, woe to those who are rich, as they seek to trust in their wealth rather than looking to God for sustenance. Blessed are he says, woe to those who are full, who have satisfied themselves with the pleasures of this life. And woe to those who laugh now, who are just out to seek the joys and pleasures of life. In fact, woe to those who have people who speak well of them, those acquaintances that will flatter them and say, yeah, you're doing great, you're fantastic. But Jesus says, woe to you, for so they taught or treated the prophets who came before you. No, rather, the Scriptures would remind us, blessed is a man who trusts in the Lord, the one who makes the Lord his trust, not just for the things of this life. For as Paul reminds us in our second reading, if in this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. Yes, if we're only trusting in God for the earthly things that we can have, those possessions, the wealth, and those things, then we're going to be pitied because we've missed the boat. We don't have the things that will endure for all eternity. No, Jesus goes on then to say, those who are blessed are those who are poor, not monetarily, but those who are poor in spirit, who know they have sinned and fallen short of God's glory. Yes, blessed are those who hungry, not for the things of this world, but who hunger for that righteousness of God, to know the peace of His forgiveness. And blessed are those who weep in repentance and sorrow, for they know they have not loved God with all their heart and with all their soul and all their mind and all their strength, as they weep over their sinfulness, seeking God's mercy. Yes, blessed in Jesus we are, in that one who came into the world to be our Savior. There too is that contrast of how one can be God and yet He humbles Himself to become man, to take on our human flesh and blood, and to live under the law for us and with us, to do what we are unable to do, to live that perfect life in our stead, and then to offer that perfect life as that once and for all ransom for our sinfulness and our waywardness, for the times when we've trusted in ourselves rather than in the Lord, as He paid that ransom with His very own life given for us and then buried in a grave. But as Paul says, that wasn't the end. No, Christ was raised from the dead, and in Him we have hope, the forgiveness of all our sins, and that gift of life eternal. And if we've only trusted in Jesus for the things He can give us here and now, we are a sorry state of being. But no, we trust in Him for more than the things of this life. We trust in Him for the things that only He can grant to us. That peace that comes from knowing the guilt of our sins has been removed as He paid the debt once and for all. And to know when we face that last enemy that we all face, that enemy of death, to know that there is life beyond the grave, that gift of eternal life. For Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits, and we look forward to that day when we will follow in His train and also be raised on that last day to enjoy the peace and harmony of eternal life with our Savior in the halls of heaven. But if we are to be that person who is blessed, we need to be planted where the water is there to nourish us, so that trust in the Lord continues to grow. And as I shared with the children, we need to be planted and rooted in God's Word, to be gathered here with His fellow believers, and to be nourished again by His body and blood given for us in the Blessed Sacrament. That's what nourishes us so that we can stand and withstand the storms of life when they come. To be that tree planted by the streams of water that does not lose its leaves even in the time of drought, who doesn't cease to bear its fruit, to be that one who is blessed by our Savior Jesus as we know Him in His mercy and love. So may the Lord continue to strengthen you and bless you as you are those fruitful trees nourished by your Savior's love, as you trust not in yourselves, but that your trust is your Savior Jesus, who gave Himself for you and lives even now for you. Amen. And now may that peace of God, that surpasses all understanding. Keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.